I know. Oh. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, my Shiksha Guru. Oh, he always requested me to hear to me that you should sing this song. And he played on mridanga, and I used to sing. And also I am hearing that, oh, he likes this song. He used to sing himself. What is in this song? Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari. No harm we can tell. Jaya Radha Madhava. But why Kunja Bihari? We want to be very far away from Kunja, the groves. But he liked to be in groves, Swamiji, and to serve Kunja Vihari. Where these Kunja are? In Radha Kund. So many groves of Srimati Radhika, especially Swananda Sukhada Kunja. Very high class of Kunja. There are, uncounted, innumerable, so many Kunja. But prominent eight, in that prominent eight, this Kunja, very high class of Ananga Manjari, the youngest sister of Radhika. So always Krishna is playing there. You cannot imagine what kinds of place. Always enjoying. All the sakhis there serving. Radha and Krishna conjugal. Jai Kunja Bihari. Always is. He cannot give up Radha Kund. The highest place in three universes. Highest place, Radha Kunda, and in Radha Kunda it is more prominent. So playing always there, he has no time to come out of from these kunjas. But he comes out by his manifestations. Jai Kunja Vihari. Moreover, Jayanandan he is. Jai Jasodanandana, Jai Braja Janaranjan. Who are Braja Janaranjan? Who are Braja? Jana. Nand Maharaj. Jasoda Maiya. Dam Sidam Sudam Basudam is to Krishna Lamanga Uljwal Arjun Kokil Bhringa Basanta or Subal Sakha. These are. And moreover, all these Sakhis. Always playing with them. So he does not go out of this Vrinja. Always obeying them, playing with them, making their happiness. So Braja Jana Ranjana. And moreover, what? Jamuna Tira Bana Chari. Gopi Jana Balagar Giri. After that, Banachari, and especially Jamuna. He Jamuna Jivan, Jamuna Jivan, Keli Parayan, Manas Chandra Chakora. So what is this Jamun? Without Jamun, everything is like zero. Meeting place of gopis, especially Radha with Krishna, is Jamun. Very deep meanings. So he always used to sing all these songs, especially the kirtans made by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So good songs. So he liked all. Especially he used to sing in a pathetic tone with tears in his eyes. What? Sankhya purvaka naam gaan nativi. Kala avasani. Nidrahar vihar kadi vijitau. Chatanta deenau chajau. Radha Krishna gunasmrtei madhariman deen sammohitau. Vande rupa sanatana. Raghu Jugau
Sri Jiva Gopala.
Always he used to sing. And he used to hear all these songs, especially Surupa Manjari Pada, Shei Mora Sampada, this class of songs. So, he was associates. Krishna and Radhika had sent him to this world to give something special like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he began to cut the jungles. And most of his time went on in cutting jungles. He could not give so. But he has given everything in very short form. So we should try. One thing also, we cannot remain in the same stage. Bhakti is like a current. If the current is stopped, so many worms will come and they will
contaminate
so many things, and this water will be rotten. So bhakti is like a current. In a moment she goes forward. So if you are not developing your Krishna conscious life like that, like a current coming, beginning from Saranagati and up to so much, going so much top. So we should try to realize all these things. I don't want that anyone should be only in the first stage of bhakti, or second, third, fourth, gradually we should go. Oh, he came to help us in this way. Now, you should begin Namo Vishnu Pada. Janasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahapadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Bhaktya Vihina Aparadhalakshay Kshiptasya Kamaditaram Kripamai Twam Saranam Prapanna Vrinde Namaste Charam Yang Prabhrajantam Anupetam Apeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmayataya Tarvo Bhinedo Tang Sarvabhutaridayam Munimanatush Tavaivasmi Tavaivasmi Najimami Tvayabina Iti Bhigyay Radhe Tang Naimam Oh, first of all, my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev, Nitya Pravishtong Vishnupar Srisumad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. And same, my humble obeisances on the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupar Srisumad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. I was first impressed and inspired by my Shiksha Guru and requested also that I should help his devotees. So, to see the glorifications of my Shiksha Guru, I came in Western countries and Eastern countries. I saw that in a couple of years he had done marvelous. He had preached everywhere, in the whole world, established so many preaching centers, so many schools, so many things, translated so many authorized books like Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also he has explained the Rupa Swami books like Upadeshamrita, also in short form, Bhakti Swami Sindhu he has done. If anyone will read Upadeshamrita, his notes, explanation, he will go very, very deep. But I think that there are very rare who go very deep. If anyone will go deep, I think, he cannot fall down. Never, never. He will go up and up, so many realization, and he will help all other devotees. So he came to give the same message what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, and what Rupa Goswami has given in his all books inspired by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, in prayer, the teachings. We have explained something in our Vancouver, and especially in Ganges.
Salt Spring Island.
Island, there. We began from very beginning. If he will hear it all with attention and to follow, I think no one can fall. Never, never. That they should hear all these things. I began from where? Sansar bhramite kono bhagyaman ji guru prasade pai bhakti lata vich. We began from here. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to see Rupa Goswami, not not Goswami as at that time. After that he became Rupa Goswami. Though he is eternal associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you are qualified. I want to give you one drop of endless ocean of rush, which will, if he will take, whole world, whole universe will be what?
Drowned
in that. And he did, Rupa Goswami. So we should try to read. We should try to first hear all these things from any qualified devotee, so that we can be inspired and some realization. First of all, you should know, bhakti is such a thing that even we will chant name, Hari name, Krishna name, we will hear the pastimes of Krishna. Bhakti will come. And then, in proportion, you have bhakti, or renounce is bound to come. If you are chanting, remembering, but not detachment from the worldly things, from gratification, sense gratification is coming, you should see that there is something whole in our bhakti. What we are understanding, bhakti, bhakti is not that really bhakti. He is something else, contaminated thing. It may be jnana bhakti, karma bhakti, not pure bhakti. I think from the beginning, Rupa Goswami heard. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami met, Raghunath Das Goswami met. Gradually they went high in prem. You know, Raghunath Das Goswami. From beginning, how went in high way? When he was in Radha Kunda, what tell? Tavai Vashmi. Tavai Vashmi, Najvami Tvayabina, I cannot keep my life. And so, please be merciful to me. So, where worldly attachment will come from where? No place to be there. So, if a devotee serving his Gurudev truly, in true sense, following his classes, his orders, his instruction, I know that he cannot fall down, never. Never and never. Oh, if anyone is falling down, giving up his all these teachings and everything, and he is now coming in worldly life, something wrong. Those who are in worldly attachment, if they will hear Harikatha, they will be renounced. So, we should think this. He has come to give us that high class of bhakti, nirmal bhakti yoga, of Golok Prem. Harinam Sankirtan Golokera Premadhan. This prem and name is from Golok. Sukadev Goswami brought first from the mouth of his Gurudev. Nigamakalpa Tarur Galitang Phalagam Sukham Khrad Amrit Dravasan Yutam Pivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhurho Rasikav. All the devotee, non-devotee, even Mayavadi, who were in the council of Parikshit Maharaj and who heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, what became? Oh, they became a pure devotee. All went to Golok Vrindavan. None was here. So we should hear all the instructions and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, so that very soon our worldly desires will go away. Pure love and affection for Krishna should come. In that way. So in the first beginning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have come to give you a drop of nectar of Krishna rasa. He told also, he was not satisfied by this only. He told to Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Bakreshwar Pandit, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, all his associates, even Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Gopinath Acharya, even to Sarbhaum Bhattacharya, he requested, all you should give your mercy to Rupa Goswami. He should be qualified to take my whole property. I'm going to give. And he will teach whole world. He will preach in whole world. So we were discussing these things. First of all, there should be Saranagati. Six limbs of Saranagati. If you have not, you cannot enter. First you should learn what are these six
limbs
of these bhakti. These are not bhakti, but they make a platform for bhakti. If anyone has no saranagati, no limbs of saranagati, how he can enter in bhakti realm? Never, never, never. What are six? Try to listen all these things. To follow these things. here by this, don't, it should not go from this. Or it should go by both here. And if it comes here and goes here, nothing. You will be like barren.
Unconditional surrender. So in Hari Bhakti Shuddhadai and also quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad has provided us with a very beautiful verse explaining the six angas or six limbs of Sharanagati, unconditional surrender.
In a brief, not
so. Anapul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya vibhajanam, rakshishyati ki vishvaso, goptitai varanam tata. Atma-nikshepana-karpanye-sarvira-sharanagati. Six limbs of sharanagati. What are they? First of all, anko-yasya-sankalpa. I am making sankalpa, a very firm, determined vow to accept all of those things which are favorable for my devotional service. Hearing, chanting, remembering, following rules and regulations of devotional service. As Rupa Goswami has described in Upadesamrita, utsan nistya dharyat, enthusiasm, patience, confidence, giving up bad association. All of these things, they're favorable for my devotional service. Therefore, I am taking a vow, I'll accept those things. This is the first anga. Anukul yasya sankalpa. Pratikul yasya vibhajanam. Those things which are detrimental for the cultivation of my devotional service, I must reject them. They are totally forbidden. I cannot remember or think of these things at all. This determination should be there. What kind of things? Atyahara, priyasas, chapa, jopu, niyamagraha. Yes, overeating, over-collecting, over-endeavoring, speaking mundane things, association with worldly-minded persons, breaking the four regulative principles. All of these things have been very strictly forbidden. So if one is surrendered, then he tries with very strong determination to, with enthusiasm, reject these things. It is somewhat easy to be enthusiastic about the positive things, but the things to with which we have attachment that we shouldn't do, with equal enthusiasm, we should try to kick them and leave them very far behind. This is the second anga of Sharanagati. Then, goptittai paranam tata. Actually, goptittai paranam tata. This is Swarup Lakshan of Sharanagati. To always think in one's heart, to have very firm faith that Krishna is my maintainer. I'm not maintaining myself. Nothing to do in this world. My only business is the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas. Krishna will take care of all other things. Goptitai varanam tata. Then, rakshishyati vishvaso. To have an unflinching conviction that at any time of danger or in any obstacle, at that time, Krishna will deliver me from this. Why should I fight, become angry, and have so many enemies or anything in this world? No need. Always to be under the shelter of Krishna, surely He will protect me. No need to give up my hearing, chanting, and remembering and be deviated into all types of defense, physical and psychological. What is the need? Then, that is the fourth anger of Sharanagati. Then the fifth anger, Atmanikshepana. Atmanikshepana means, or to completely surrender your heart to the Lord. In other words, to give up one's independence and have no interest, no self-interest, separate from the interest of the Lord. Sabha chesta kori tava icha mato takiya tomar gare bhakti no takosen. Now all of my endeavors, they are totally only to fulfill your desire. My desire has become completely one with your desire. This is called atmanikshepana. And last one, the sixth anga, this is
Karpanye,
to always be meek and humble, to respect all other living entities, and give up the passion for respect for oneself. These six limbs are the entrance into Shuddha Bhakti.
Like Prahlad Maharaj, oh, he was given poison. He was given to ocean. From mountains, He was thrown out. Oh, poisonous snakes were given to him. But what he was doing? Also, he was taken in fire, burning fire, with her, sister of his father, Holika. But he was chanting and he has a strong faith on Krishna that Krishna must save me. So why he will be so worried for anything? So if you are worried, it means that you have not surrendered in the lotus feet of your Gurudev or Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never. So we are worried. We are making money. We are doing business. You are doing so many things. Swamiji made any business? Only preaching here, there. He was in boat coming from India and he became sick, about to die. But he was solely surrendered. If Krishna wishes, I will do anything or no. And when he came to America with not a single paisa, nothing, only word and torn some garments. Nothing. I know, I sent him when I was there. He requested to send his all luggages and all worn and torn books and everything. I became sick so much because all his books were dirty and full of dust. So coming in my, I became so sick. But even I did. After that I sent him so much mridanga, kartal, deities, so many things. I sent all these things. And he gave me about more than 300 or 400 letters. That some of them have been printed by my sister, God sister. What name? Mula Prakriti. And he has written what were there. Our transcendental relation. He has told. So he has. First, we should try to offer everything in our lotus feet of our Gurudev. And then you can do. Gurudev can change it and give it to offer it in the lotus feet of Krishna. If anyone is like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like other devotees, like Raghunath Das Goswami, then he can enter in bhakti realm, otherwise not. And that is why we are not entering very easily. But if not worry, whether I'm in jungle, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Radha Kuntate Kalinda Tanayati Re Chabansi Bate. सातशेषदशयाग्रस्तौ प्रमत्तौ सदा गायन्तं हरिगुणवणं भावाभिभूतौ मुदा वन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुजुगौ श्रीजीवगोपालौ समटाइम्स इन वृन्दावन समटाइम्स इन भंडीवन समटाइम्स इन सो मेनी बंस. At that time, not like this time, not like present. It may be so many tigers, bears, monkeys, and so many cruel, it may be there. So many mosquitoes, so many big, so many snakes there. But they were what doing? I have seen, where is in Radha, in Nandagaon, in a very dangerous place between Nandagaon and Jawat. And there he used to be. Nowadays, anyone cannot live there in night. Never. He will be murdered. Very dangerous. And they used to live there. How? Krishna will save me. Radhika used to come there and to cook for them, even. So Sanatana Goswami told to Rupa Goswami, oh, don't do like this. She is our Swaminiji. So we should be, try to be. If Krishna is shaping us, supporting us, nursing us, then why to be so worried? Then how you can chant and remember? You cannot do. So they used to do what? Shankhya purvaka naam gaan natibhi kala vashani kritau nidrahar vihar kadivijito chatanta dino radha krishna guna smrite madhurima anandena sammohitau vande rupa sanatano raghu jugau sri jiva gopala. Then we can chant. Otherwise, from where money will come? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Oh, what you are doing nonsense? Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. How can I support my children? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How you can do? Oh, I cannot live alone. I must manage a very good teenage boy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then all will come. Not Krishna Bhakti will come. Bhakti will go away at once. And we are doing so. And Raghunath Das Goswami, itself, Miss Universe came. His father married him with a wish, Miss Universe. But he had not looked. Never. He thought that he will be binded in the chain of lust, but he was never. Then only one point will be this, one-pointed devotee. So first we should surrender. We should be fearless. No sense gratification, nothing, because Krishna is saving us always. My Gurudev is always, his hand is always on me. Why to worry? Nothing to worry. You know Hanuman? He was fully surrendered. What doing? At all time he was rendering service to him. Not marriage, not to look after his sons and daughters, wives and properties and dealing, so many business and nothing. No, only one business. What? To serve Ram. One-pointed. Haridas Thakur. He is one-pointed. Though Srinivas Acharya, Srivas Pandit, he has some children, but one-pointed. His son was died already. And he told that if you are weeping, at once I'll jump in. Don't disturb my Prabhu in Kirtan. No. Who will be like that? I want that if he is any devotee and family life he is doing, why not like Arjun and Pandavas? Why not like Srivas Pandit? Why not like Sivananda Sen? Why not like all the father of Raya Ramananda? Bhavananda like this. We should be like that. Then for these devotees, really, Rup Shiksha will help. Sansar Bhramite Kano Bhagavan Jeev Guru Prasade Paye Bhakti Latavis. Only by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, especially by the mercy of Guru, he collects some very high class of seed of bhakti. You should know, Krishna is merciful. Srimati Radhika is merciful, more merciful. Mahaprabhu is most merciful. Nityananda Prabhu is so merciful. But all the mercies are included in Guru Kripa, mercy of Gurudev. If there is no Gurudev Kripa, then Krishna mercy will not come and cannot touch you. So, the backbone of bhakti is really what? Guru bhakti. Guru nishtha. If you have no guru nishtha, what is the meaning of guru nishtha? Whether you are alone, where are you in forest, where in ocean, in mountain, anywhere. Oh, Guru Kripa is always on me. Feeling this. Guru is not a mortal person or mortal thing. He will save us. He is saving us. This thing. In any condition, in any stage, my Gurudev is with me in my heart. He cannot die. No death, no birth, nothing. He is transcendental. This faith is... But so many lost this faith and they went down. Because no Guru Nishtha there. We have heard and we have especially seen. Oh, what is called Guru Nishtha? Our Gurudev took his life and soul in his hands. And he served his Gurudev like that. So we should try it. Beginning from here. What is there, that seed of bhakti? It is called Shraddha, but really, this thing, what Gurudev gives us, this seed of bhakti, is a desire to serve Krishna. This is seed. In seed, all the potencies of any tree, fruit, creeper, or any paddy, everything is there. If there is a mango seed, all the potency of that tree, fruit, and sweetness, everything is there. But in seed, it is like a potency, not seen. That seed has so many branches, so much height, so much leaves, so much fruits, so many other things. Very tasty, sweet taste. It has all. But at the time of seed, we are not seeing. But any realized person, he sees. Everything is there. So Gurudev gives it by the mercy of Krishna. Krishna has told him, you should help all devotees. You should give it to other persons who like it. Though I have some impressions of past lives, those who want to serve Krishna and Radha and Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, they should be given. So Gurudev gives it. Not to others. Who is qualified for this, for bhakti seed? Nityananda Prabhu told that the person who are rejected, worthless, always engaged in sense gratifications, taking drugs and whiskey and all other things. Oh, they are more. So he went first to Jagai Madhai. I have heard that anyone telling that I am not qualified for taking initiation. I am not qualified for this. I told that those who is telling, he is most qualified. He has realized that I am worthy. Unworthy.
Worthless.
So, in the line of Nityananda Prabhu, I want to say, those who are mad for the sense gratifications, not qualified, these are mostly qualified for giving Harinam. And they should take Harinam and they should see what becomes in result. I want to give this seed very, very cheap. Very cheap. If anyone like, without any mulya, without any
cost.
No price. I will chant and remember. Even one time, one round, half round, one fourth round, no harm. Swamiji had made it so easy. And I'm telling that, oh, more easy. And by that, oh, Swamiji told me, once in Mathura, Swamiji, you should know that you're Prabhupada. No?
What he told
in Mathura? He told. Oh. Do you know? Now I'm going to Western countries. There. Easily they will not come to this devotion line. I will make some restaurants. Also guest room houses. And so many things. And that there will be provision of meat, eggs,
wine.
And wine also. But only
this condition.
That, oh, daily they should chant one time also. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
I will supply oh so much to them. Wines also, drugs also, whiskey and all other things, meat and eggs. But I have full confidence. What it will be after some days. Oh, they must give up forever and they will be pure devotees. And that is why so many hippies who were giving or presenting to Swamiji their drugs, their secrets, and there are so many things.
Wine.
And what become? They became eternally happy. This is the process in this world. So Gurudev gives this. The desire to serve Krishna and the outer symptom is Shraddha. He will have faith on Shastra. He will have faith on Guru. He will have faith on the words of Krishna or Mahaprabhu and the words of Gurudev and the words of epics like Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Bhagavatam, all Puranas. He must have. Those who have no such a strong faith on Shastra, on his guru words, on devotee's word, on the words of Krishna, what he has told Krishna, always remember. Very easy, but very rare. Sarvadharmana parityajya mekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo makshayishyami ma shuchaha. Don't be worried. Or give up all the religion, everything, good or bad. Don't think of that. Fully surrender to me. If anything comes wrong, I'm responsible for that. If after giving up your father, mother, wives, husband, worldly things, your attendants, supporters, I will be responsible for it. So why to be like? Be then chant always and hear past times of Harikatha. If you are chanting, remembering Krishna, but you have no taste in Harikatha, after some time you can give up. Again you should hear. If you are chanting, 16 rounds or more than that, you are dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, you are making so many festivals, so much. But no taste yourself in hearing Harikatha. Then what is that? Only? Dharma swanishta punsa visvakshenu katha suja not baden yadirating sham evahi kevala. Bogus. It will do nothing. After some time you will see that he is gone. He has left the line. So, first Shravanam, then Kirtanam. You should hear from bona fide guru all these things. And then practice Bhakti Yoga. And very soon, being one-pointed, know any other things. To, I have to look after this, that. I have a cow. Very beautiful cow. Oh, beautiful calf. She gives so much milk. If I am here, who will look after? So I must return. So anything which is in the way and like a rock, you should remove that rock. And then quickly run. Srimad Bhagavat has told, where is the pot? Told by Krishna himself. And that pot is without any rock, without any river, without any blockage or anything. It has been gone by, or Narad Rishi has gone by this way. Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Vyasadeva himself, Sukadeva Goswami, then Ishwar Puripad, Madhavendra Puripad, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all has come in this line. So you should have a strong faith on this line. Don't be derailed. And then, when you are first hearing Harikatha, and then doing Kirtan, and then by the effect of remembering. How remembering? We have discussed it in our classes there. You should take out and throw it out. What? Which are the plants, the creeper of a bhakti, like same, resembling, or what? Looking like bhakti creeper, but not bhakti creeper. What they are? They are polluted, some creepers. Looks like bhakti, but really no bhakti. Sangha Siddha Bhakti and Arup Siddha Bhakti. Arup Siddha Bhakti is not pure bhakti. Sangha Siddha is not pure. To make a hospital, to make any cow shed, to make any school, to make so many business things. And by that we will serve Krishna or devotees. Anywhere in the limbs of bhakti, in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, it has been not given. Only what? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Paudashivanam, Archanam, Bandanam, Darsham, Sakham, Atman. Especially five. Sadhu Sangh, Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Sraman, Mathuravas, Sri Murti, Saddhaisam. Each of these five limbs are prominent in all. In 64, in 9, these are. If you are doing a little event, Krishna Premi will come. But only one thing, promise, I will not offend any Vaishnava, I will not offend Shastra, Krishna, his devotees. If you are offending by any activities, that your Guru, they will be offended. Don't do. Swamiji has told anywhere that you should offend, make offenses in the lotus feet, those who are not my disciple, has he told? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, he has told. So we should try to follow him deeply. So that, this bhakti, kripa should go up. So we should first take out them from that field and throw it out. All kinds of Gyan Mishra Bhakti, Karma Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, even Yoga Mishra Bhakti. Only Bhakti Yoga will be there. Pure. And in Gita it has been told so much. Gyan Ubhapa Madhitika, Tapasya Bhedika Yogi, Tasmat Yogi Bhavartunam, Sarvesham Yogi Nam Api, Sarvesham Madgatena Antarat, Shraddhaman Bhajate. Also there are something coming from the root of that very bhakti. What should we do? We should not uproot them. You cannot. Otherwise your bhakti will be uprooted. What are they? The bhakti of Narayan. Bhakti of Nishingadev. Bhakti of Lakshmi Narayan, bhakti of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. You should keep a sight, and you can
creep them.
Go in the Braja, even Dwarkadesh, even the being the maid servant of Satyabhama and Rukmini. You should know the differences between them. Oh, Jagannath and Krishna is both same. When he is Vrindavan, he has some flute and peacock feathers, dancing in the council of Sakha and Sakhis. But when he goes to Mathura and Dwarka, what he does? Who gives his bansi and peacock feather? In the lotus feet of Mother Yashoda, you should keep. When I will keep, when I will return, then I will be. So he goes to Mathura and Dwarka. And if anyone will ask that very boy, who is your father? Oh, I don't remember, perhaps. Oh, my father is Vasudev. He will quickly forget that he is son and daughter of Vasudev and
Son of Yashoda.
He will forget. You know these boys, then he will think, I don't recognize this cowherd's boy. Damsi. Now he is with his sons, Aniruddha,
Pradyumna,
Samba, and all. Now he has great big family life. Then same Krishna, but what became? He has no flute, no peacock feather, no form of Gopal. And then he also forgets his real father and mother. And partly father and partly mother he now with Vasudeva Devaki. Even. So, we should
clip them.
And when you are going to Braja, Krishna Charane Bhakti Latas, he goes there. Where? In Golok Vrindavan. And there, he goes on riding on unke charano mein pahunch karke.
It arrives at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Krishna. In especially four ways. When Krishna is with Dasya, but not prominent. Shantaras is covered there, playing with Sakha, Dham Shidam, playing with father, mother, serving father, mother, sometimes bringing the sandal of Nand Baba on his head. Oh, dancing, thay, and very happy. And he gives the sandal in the lotus feet of father. Sometimes rebuked by his mother. Oh, I will not take you in my lap. You are very dirty. You are very naughty like monkeys. Oh, be far away. And Krishna weeps, and sometimes binding him in charter.
Grinding mortar.
And bitterly Krishna weeping. Who Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there, keep them as they are, and do pranam to them. But come where? Where gopis are there. There, what? He's dancing and he's so much pleased with the association of gopis. Sometimes serving them, and that is why Krishna has accepted this. Napare ham niravadya sanjujan sasadu kritya vibudha jusapiva Madhvajana durujara greha shinkhala sambrishya chadapati sadhu sadhuna. Oh, you are sadhu? Really you are sadhu, I am not sadhu. Because I am changing my position here and there. But you gopi, you are. I am what? Indebted to you. I cannot repay you. You have given up all worldly relations. What more? The religion. What a Vedic culture. You have given up your husband. Your even your shame that any lady cannot give in Indian culture. But you have given up. You have given all your things. And being one pointed, you have come to me. But I cannot be like that. I cannot give up my mother. I cannot give up my father. I cannot give my any one of my friends. I cannot give up any gopi. Huh? How many gopis? Crores and crores. Lakhs and lakhs. I cannot give up any, because all have given up everything for me. But how can? I cannot give up any new devotee who are taking shelter to me. Even them I cannot give up. Je jathang mam prapadyante. In Gita he has promised. So how can he give up? So he will remain always eternally indebted to gopis. He cannot be like gopis. We have all told, but so many things are to be told. Now time is over. I wanted to give some explanation how there the creeper is there and the sadhak where?
In this world.
But in what stage? He has passed away the stages of Saranagati. He has passed away what?
Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anatta Nivritti, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti.
And then he has come in this stage of Rati. And at that time, the juice, the essence of the mood of Radhika has come in their hearts. That is called Shuddha Satta, very rare in this world. And in this stage is here. Where? In Vrindavan. How? Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukrittanam Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyojya Tishthan Braje Tadanuragi Janamugami Kalam Nayet Ityavadesha. If you want to know so many things, you can read the explanation of your the explanation of Swamiji, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He has written so many good things. That ISKCON leaders now not accepting that thing, but they should accept. Any day in morning, tomorrow, because it's Sunday, I will come and I will speak the explanation on the explanation what Swamiji has written for this Tannama Rupa Charitadi. Being in Vrindavan, you should stay in Vrindavan forever. What do? In the guidance of a high class of realized and rasik and knowing all the truths. There. Chanting and remembering. And remembering the past times of Krishna. How? I will tell tomorrow. Also, he is here in the root of that creeper. And he is sitting here. What doing? Tears are coming. Heart melting. Hair? Why? He is remembering so many past times. What he is remembering? Very beautiful things. I will explain tomorrow. Please come tomorrow. Don't go tomorrow.
7:15.
Anywhere.
7:15 tomorrow morning. Is that right?
Tomorrow morning I will come, and also in evening I will. In evening class this, and in morning class that. I will do.
Just at the 6:30.
Then one kirtan. Any questions?